lived stars. Moments later, an earth tremor rocked the city. I lost my footing briefly. One eye observed.
For once you're right, Runt. There's a player in the game we didn't know about.
A pair of crows a few yards off went into hysterics. They jumped into the darkness, kept laughing as they flapped away. Surprise, surprise, I muttered. What with all that booming and crashing and crap in those hills?
Come on, guys, tell me who! The rest even a dummy like me can figure out, so just tell me who!
We're gonna work on that,
One Eye promised.
Maybe we'd even start now if you went away and left us alone. Come on, Runt.
While him and his frog-faced buddy got to work, I turned my attention to the excitement still festering inside Dejigore. Possibly thousands of Shadowlanders had crossed the wall now. A lot of fires were burning. I asked Kidam's grandson, "Will the light be trouble for your people?" He shrugged. This fellow was no gossip. Chapter 27. There was no night now. Fires burned everywhere. They burned in the Shadowlander camp, set by Mogaba's beleaguered artillerymen. They burned in the city, set by the Shadowmaster's soldiers. Conflagrations blazed in the hills, hinting of surprise volcanoes, or powers of a magnitude unseen since the company went up against the Dark Lords of Lady's Empire. It was too much light for the middle of the night.
How long till dawn? Anybody know?
Too long, Bucket grumbled. You really think anybody is actually worrying about keeping time tonight?
Way back, centuries earlier in the evening, One Eye or Goblin or somebody expressed dawn as a goal too remote for hope. The general level of optimism remained that low.
Reports came in, none of them good. Innumerable Southern soldiers were inside the city. They had orders to drive toward us, wipe us out, then continue on around inside and atop the wall, the long way, till they got back where they had started. But the Nguyen Bao were not cooperating. Neither were my guys. So the invaders were blundering around, doing any damage they could, till somebody killed them. Against the Jaikuri, cowering in their homes, hoping to be overlooked despite all their experience with the Shadow Masters, the Southerners enjoyed some success. You could not fault them for not going all out after us. They did not want to get killed either. And Mogaba should not have been surprised when some of the villains he let through turned on him. Our guys held their positions. The doppelgangers and illusions drove the Southerners crazy. They never knew which threat was real. But the big reason our side held up well was that there was no choice. We had nowhere to run. Shadow Spinner,